It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music in Chicago, performing in our All-State Showcase studio here on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, we get in the holiday spirit with the band The Bangers. The Bangers are a super group of great Chicago musicians. The eight-piece, as it is tonight in studio, is performing at the Hideout on the 23rd with Christmas with The Bangers. Tonight, they play some of their favorite holiday classics to get us all in spirit. As it says on the website, it's not just a show, it's a party. So
that's right.
That's sort of it. All right, let me introduce everybody who's in studio right now. Claire Keating, Amelia Bazell, Stephanie Rohr, Carrie Szymanski, Katie Braun. Braun, is that right?
Okay,
that's right. I left the N off here, so I was like, it's not Katie Brow. There we go. Carolyn Lahosky, Kate Walsh, and Stephanie Whiten. And on the table, Amelia Bazell, Carrie Szymanski, and Kate Walsh. Thanks for being here. We're going to hear some music today.
Thanks for having us.
How does a band like this come together? I mean, obviously you guys have do more than just Christmas music.
We try to, yeah.
Yeah, so we all have played together in various bands for a couple, I don't know, 3-4 years now. And so we basically, whenever a show comes up, we decide on the repertoire. We all do our kind of our own separate charts and parts, put them all together, and then we go from there.
This is something you guys have been doing for a couple of years now. Talk about what kind of Christmas or holiday song you're attracted to.
Well, last year we started by doing the Phil Spector Christmas album
because it's whole thing.
So up our alley. Save the Silent Night at the end, the creepy monologue.
We did our own
creepy monologue.
Yeah.
And this year we're doing some of the same stuff, and then we're also adding a couple other like 60s hits, Christmas hits, and then some other modern stuff too. So we're mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to do some Sharon Jones tunes just in tribute to her because she was such an amazing musician. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we miss her.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of the spirit of what you guys do, and we see through the Christmas songs, but also what you've done, I've seen different iterations, the girl group Chicago, and mm-hmm. as really sort of the celebration of almost like a 60s style music. I mean, talk about getting together, putting all the musicians together with girl group Chicago and this project, and why that music speaks to you.
Sure. Yeah, I think it started as sort of just honoring the women and the folks who really brought that music to bear in the 60s. And also, I'm just a big soul music fan in general, and I think we all are to a large extent. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something really special about being a group of women and playing in homage to these people who worked, you know, so hard and put together this amazing music that still rings so true today.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a timeless quality to it for sure, and I think, like Kate said, we're all really big fans of this style of music, and a lot of the things they're talking about are still just as true today, unfortunately, as they were then. So a lot of the same politics ring true, and a lot of the same, just everything rings true. So, yeah.
And even on a musical level, I feel like every section of the band has so much to do in a way they don't necessarily hear in a lot of, you know, modern music. Like,
yeah,
everyone
right.
has a very intense job.
Well, it's also interesting, too, when you think about the kind of music that you're performing, and we'll hear it in just after the break here, but really, I mean, you don't hear too much holiday music that surrounds the trumpet, the saxophone, the sort of soul 60s, but that's such like the sort of, like, I'm trying to think of that that sound. It's almost like what Mariah Carey did on the record with the All I Want for Christmas, mm-hmm. but whatever it was before that, sort of that interpretation of holiday music.
Mm-hmm.
What draws you to that? I mean, I feel like that's such a big part of the Christmas tradition, but it's not, I mean, you could easily do a band with three people doing Silent Night, right?
That's true. Yeah, but you wouldn't have that like banging horn section. So, I mean, hello. Yeah, I don't know. It makes you dance. Like, it's timeless. Like, you can play this music anywhere in the world, I would dare say, and people would tap their toes. You know, there's just something really fun, and it's a rhythm that's kind of universal. And yeah,
I think one other thing too is that especially like the Phil Spector recordings, those were all done in the recording studio and not really like played out live that much.
Oh, right.
So it's like kind of different experience to hear it live as opposed to like on this recording with the actual wall of sound.
Yeah.
So
Well, there's nothing that says Christmas like a saxophone.
Yeah,
it really does.
True.
It's right there. In studio, the Bangers, they got a show coming up at the Hideout on the 23rd called Christmas with the Bangers. Weeping Willows is going to be the opening act. They're a Patsy Cline cover band, tribute band. Okay, so we'll take a quick break, and then we're going to hear the Bangers live in studio, Studio 435 here on The Download. Stay with us. All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music in Chicago, performing in our Allstate Showcase studio here on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, we get in the holiday spirit with the band The Bangers. They're going to be at the Hideout on the 23rd with Christmas with The Bangers. They are Claire Keating, Amelia Bazell, Stephanie Rohr, Carrie Szymanski, Katie Braun, Carolyn Lohoski, Kate Walsh, and Stephanie Whiten, and they are ready to jam out some Christmas faves. Here they are with the track Warm This Winter. Take it away.
We met at a ski lodge, and we fell in love. Right by a fireplace, we shared our
Bangers live in Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. They're playing at the Hideout on the 23rd December with Christmas with the Bangers. Like they say on the website, it's not just a show, it's a party. Claire Keating, Amelia Bazell, Stephanie Rohr, Carrie Szymanski, Katie Braun, Carolyn Lohoski, Kate Walsh, and Stephanie Whiten in studio. That was the track Warm This Winter. We got another one, right? What's this one going to be? White Christmas. All right, let's keep it going here. It's Christmas time on the Download, Studio 435. Here is White Christmas by the Bangers.
Just like the ones I
says be wise. The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in old LA. But it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north so that I can have my very own White Christmas.
La, 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 la.
Oh, yeah. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
The Bangers live in Studio 435, rocking out some Christmas spirit holiday classics here on Studio 435. They're going to be at the Hideout on the 23rd of December with Christmas with the Bangers. It's not just a show, it's a party. Claire Keating, Amelia Bazell, Stephanie Rohr, Carrie Szymanski, Katie Braun, Carolyn Lahosky, Kate Walsh, and Stephanie Whiten in studio tonight. We'll take a break here. We'll get the update on tonight's news, and we'll hear some more Christmas music. Right? That's good. How great is that right here? The guys outside like it too. All right. It's a download. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Studio 435 time, our weekly showcase of the best live music in Chicago. All in our All-State Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, the Bangers, a supergroup of great Chicago musicians. The eight-piece now in studio. I mean, how many do you usually have when you're on stage, like at the height on the 23rd? How many piece will
we'll
the Bangers
have,
be?
Like 12 to 15. We've had up to 18 or 20, yeah. I think. And there's a whole host of people all over Chicago who are occasional Bangers. Probably upwards of 20.
Yeah, my good buddy Jill. Jill's in the show, too.
Jill Hopkins.
Claire Keating, Amelia Bazell, Stephanie Rohr, Carrie Szymanski, Katie Braun, Caroline Lahosky, Kate Walsh, Stephanie White. And in studio tonight, they are the Bangers. They will be at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia, on the 23rd with Christmas with the Bangers, which is not just a show, it's a party. Christmas music. Let me ask you, as musicians, you play all sorts of stuff. Is there any sort of, I mean, because it's music that's so known for sing-alongs and playing or jam sessions. And is there a particular style or like skill set to it? Or is it pretty standard, these songs, when it comes to the musicianship of a Christmas song?
These are the hardest songs we play all year.
Really?
At least for me. I don't know. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of complicated chord changes and... Yeah. A lot of like 60s pop music was three chords, and these are based on earlier music that was more like jazzy in style,
You've
got just a little bit more going on. So even like something as simple as White Christmas, I have to like really pay attention sometimes,
That's interesting. I mean, because I guess you're right. I mean, a lot of these songs are kind of born out of jazz, and I would assume that they're a little bit more complicated in the way that they're structured.
Yeah, I mean, I think too, just the fact that we're doing the Phil Spector arrangements, it makes it a little bit more like orchestral in that way. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's more kind of extra, like, a ninth or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like more going on.
But on that same token, it also makes it more fun. So it's not the sort of like gather around the piano music that maybe, you know, your family does or something.
We're better than your family.
We're better than your family. But yeah, it is sort of like, you know, it's a party, like you said. So that's our goal. It's like, it's not wholesome necessarily. Like, we're going to be drunk. Bring us your beer bellies and your, like, you know, whatever. Like, it's
fun.
A party.
Yeah.
We're there to have fun.
Well, I'm interested only, you know, when you think about this kind of music, it does sort of have this way of sort of having a party effect. I mean, the music that you're playing. What attracts you? We kind of talked about at the top about the 60s music, but the Phil Spector stuff. What makes that record not just kitschy, but special in the way that he's creating music that is much different, but it's still sort of Christmas standards?
I mean, the sheer density, I think, of it. Like, the wall of sound is no joke. It surrounds us all with its beauty.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's dense, and it's, like I said, it's fun, you know? So it, plus there's some songs like Marshmallow World that we just did, like that's, or that we're about to do, rather.
Yeah.
I blacked out, I guess.
In the future.
There's some songs on there that aren't necessarily like
the standard,
everyday.
Yeah. How important is that for you guys to try and pick songs that people don't know? I mean, because you think they come out for Christmas with the bangers, and I want to hear all the rocking around the Christmas tree type stuff. But, I mean, are you guys sort of pride yourself on finding stuff that's sort of the B-sides of Christmas songs?
I think we find ourselves, we want to take a balance between, you know, playing the bangers, you know, playing the hits, and then playing other stuff that people may not have heard. But I feel like Marshmallow World has become a favorite of a lot of folks since we've played it and in this band, too. You know,
we're really talking about Marshmallow World.
We really are.
This is the most anyone's ever talked about Marshmallow World.
Marshmallow World.
Were you always as musicians, this one thing, but just as kids, are you into Christmas music? Because there's some that will say, you know, all right, enough of this. Like, I might be one of those who are like, at a certain point, you're like, all right, enough of the light FM and playing Christmas music. Does Christmas music get a bad name or bad rap?
I mean, I don't necessarily. I don't know. This Christmas music is fun. I don't think any of us would play this show year round.
Yeah.
But it's really fun, you know, for when we do it. And
yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like a Christmas music fan.
You know?
But and
there
I,
are some that are
right.
Pete Zimmerman is a he's sort of a Christmas. He's our Christmas go-to, and I would assume he would probably say that he loves Christmas music.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like there's so many different types, you know. Are you talking about the first Noel, or are you talking about, like, it's very different, you know?
That's a good transition to my last question here, which is there a Christmas song that you will not play? Like, as the bangers, where you're like, oh, you all together, you're like, nah, man, we can't do that one.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
100%. I'm not playing that song. Forget it.
Yeah. Let's have consent in our Christmas.
Yeah, I'll play the consent version.
We thought about doing a consent version where it just starts and she's like, I really can't stay. I got to go away. And he's like, no problem.
No problem.
See
you later.
This is
fine. Okay, bye.
Yep. Yeah.
Let me get you an Uber.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
There you go.
That's a new song. Let me get you an Uber.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll take a quick break here. The bangers are in studio. They're going to be at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia on December 23rd. With Christmas with the Bangers. They will be back here in studio right after the break, and we will play two live songs. We're going to hear Marshmallow. What is it, Marshmallow?
Marshmallow World.
Marshmallow World, and what's the second one we're going to hear?
Christmas Baby, Please Come Home.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. All right, stand by. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here in Studio 435. Stay with us. Oh, yeah, that's my jam. 720 WGN. It is Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music in Chicago in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, we get in the holiday spirit with the band The Bangers. They are a super group of great Chicago musicians. They're performing at the Hideout on the 23rd with Christmas with The Bangers. Not just a show, it's a party. They are live right now, ready to give us some more holiday goodness. Here is the track, which is off the Phil Spector record that we were just talking about, called Marshmallow World. The Bangers in studio. Take it away.
Marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. a sugar date, but if spring is late, the winter is a marshmallow world.
The Bangers in Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. They are performing at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia on the 23rd. Christmas with the Bangers. It's not just a show, it's a Christmas party. Claire Keating, Amelia Bazell, Stephanie Rohr, Carrie Szymanski, Katie Braun, Caroline Lahoski, Kate Walsh, and Stephanie Whiten in studio. They got one more in. And what are we going to hear again?
Christmas Baby, Please Come Home.
Christmas Baby, Please Come Home here live at Studio 435. Take it away. Bangers live in Studio 435 here on the download. They are going to be at the Hideout on the 23rd. It's Christmas with the Bangers, playing all these jams. Claire Keating, Amelia Bazell, Stephanie Rohr, Carrie Szymanski, Katie Braun, Caroline Lahoski, Kate Walsh, and Stephanie Whiten in studio. There will be others at the event. The event is It has the Weeping Willows, which is the Patsy Cline cover band or tribute band, which will be opening up. And this is on the 23rd. I can't thank you guys enough for coming in studio and performing here in Studio 435. You were great. Thank you.